So you may have heard by now, Leonardo Rizzuto, youngest son of the late reputed mafia boss Vito Rizzuto, injured yesterday in a targeted shooting on Highway 440 near the 13. He's okay. He was shot in the leg. He will survive. But it does open up the question now of whether Montreal is about to experience another round of mob violence.
Worrisome.
Thought we'd check in with Antonio Nicasso. He's a Queen's University lecturer and expert on the Calabrian Mafia. He's on the line right now. Mr. Nicasso, thanks so much for your time today.
My pleasure.
Let me start off by my last sort of sentence here. Do we worry now with a shooting like this that we're about to enter another round of mob violence or not?
At this point, anything can happen. It's even possible that shootings will resume. But at the same time, it's difficult to predict what could happen. But I don't think it's anything good. So Montreal could once again become a Pandora box from which anything can come out.
Can you tell us a little bit about Leonardo Rizzuto? How does he fit into this puzzle?
He's the son of the late Montreal boss Vito Rizzuto. He's a lawyer. He was at one point charged for drug trafficking and firearm related charges, but the court of appeal rejected the evidence seized from his law office, and so he was practically exonerated, acquitted, but many people indicated that he and other senior members of the Rizzuto crime family took over. And so this will open the whole story to many speculation. For example, I have always said that in the world of organized crime, revenge does not have a statute of limitation. So probably this is a shooting related to the war that broke out in Montreal between inside the Rizzuto crime family. Another possible explanation that is linked to the access of the so-called book, the list of the people who pay protection money to the old guard of the Montreal Mafia. So if that's the case, I don't think someone alone decides to attempt to the life of Leonardo Rizzuto, and in that case maybe he was supported by members of other criminal organization.
My question, and I think we both saw the picture of the vehicle that was hit by gunfire from another car. I mentioned he shot in the leg and he's probably going to be okay, and my question to you would have been, is this a warning? Because you'd think that this would have been an opportunity, if you're going to take somebody out, to actually go ahead and finish the job, as they say. What do you make of this?
I saw the photo, and to me, it's not a warning, because I think they butchered this attempt to kill Leonardo Rizzuto. It's quite clearly that the shooting were not on the leg, but I think they their intention was to kill Leonardo Rizzuto, but even though it was a warning, it's not like a middle or low level target. If you try to kill or to warn the son of the late boss Vito Rizzuto, you must have a reason, and you must have a people that will support that attempt. And so, because this is the typical case that eventually will trigger more violence. Uh-huh. And this is an event that can have unpredictable and terrifying consequences.
Yeah, that was going to be our next question, mm-hmm. I think, right? The idea that after something like this, and he's still around, Can we expect retribution fairly quickly for something like this? Or as you said, it doesn't matter when, but it is going to happen. There will be payback.
It's pointless to speculate. It's a police matter, but I don't think that nothing good will be come out from this attempt murder, because there will be a reaction, and mm-hmm. and we know that Montreal has experienced several waves of violence. I recall the one in the 70s between the Violent Rizzuto, the war between the Hells Angels and the Rock Machine, and the war that was mentioned that erupted within the Rizzuto crime family. So practically, my guess, I think we should expect more violence.
So Vito Rizzuto is dead. The grandfather, Niccolo Sr., had also been assassinated in his home. The older brother, Niccolo, was shot in NDG back in 2009. So is it presumed that Leonardo is the boss now? Is that kind of what we're looking at here?
And this is it's a problem about definition. If you're looking into the criminal record of Leonardo Rizzuto, I think he has minor things that goes back a long time ago. And so the only really attempt was when they were able to put some bags in the office, law office of Mr. Cavalieri, and gathering information. But unfortunately, those evidence were not accepted in court. So he officially is a lawyer, but many people speculate that he was taking over with the other people, but it's just a speculation. Again, it's a police matter. The most important things is that he represents the Rizzuto crime family, even though he doesn't have an active role. I don't want to label him unnecessarily, but the idea that he was a target, I believe this is something that will trigger more violence.
Can I just ask a question? I remember seeing a story not that long ago that in Italy right now, police are finally actually starting to arrest mob members, people they've been looking for years, some more than 20 years. Is it changing there as well? Can we expect that eventually ends up here and they won't have the kind of influence and power they do now?
No, in the sense that we have this wrong perception that the mafia or mafia-like criminal organization, it's just a bunch of people capable to use violence. When we're talking about mafia, we're talking a well-connected criminal organization, and the connections, the external relations represent the backbone of a mafia power. So in order to dismantle a criminal organization, you have to implement strategy to take the money out of a crime, to confiscate their asset, to uncover the political and financial connection, then you can really make a real strategy in place to defeat a criminal organization. If you just arrest one person here, 10 person there, I think there is a lineup of people willing to replace those people that have been arrested.
I just would like to know if it's dangerous for you at all to be talking about it the way you do. I know you're an expert, but does it put you in any precarious position to talk so openly about it?
I'm doing this since I was 16 in Italy. I always say that I have the courage of fear, but it's important to raise awareness and to explain to people, to make people aware that the threat of the mafia is not related only to the people within the organization or the eventually enemies of them, but it's a threat and a problem for all the society.
Wow. Appreciate you bringing us up to date. Some interesting things mm-hmm. in there to concern ourselves with, including what's going to happen next, because the last domino clearly has not fallen. Antonio Nicasso, Queen's University lecturer and expert on the Calabrian mafia. Mr. Nicasso, thank you so much.
My pleasure.